Right in the middle of a second date update, and Connor is on the phone, and today he wants to call a woman named Kate. He met her on Instagram. They went out to a bar, hung out. He says he had a good time, but hold on one second. Hang on. Whoa. Cool. That was a big NBA trade. We're talking about something again?
I don't know. I feel like I'm talking to my husband all of a sudden. Though.
Huh? Uh-huh. Oh, second date update. That's right. Yeah. Connor went out with Kate to a bar. He thinks the reason she's not calling back is because there was a moment where there was some sports on TV. He turned around to watch it for what he says is like 1 or 2 minutes. And then when he tuned back into the conversation, she just looked upset. And he thinks that's where everything went wrong. So we're about to get her on the phone and find out if that is the reason he's not getting a call back. All right, Connor, did you hear about the trade?
Are you watching it right now?
Yeah.
No, but I guess I got to check SportsCenter tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's so crazy.
I mean, even though you said that that only lasted a minute or two, I think that's all it takes. Like, if that was an issue for her in previous relationships, and she's like, red flag. I'm not getting into that again where I'm dating a guy who is so obsessed with sports that he can't pay attention during one meal or one drink.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe her past was haunting her.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find out. All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kate?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Kate, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the show?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, kind of familiar is what we go for, so that's good.
Hey.
Well, I'm calling today because actually one of our listeners emailed us about you because you're super hot on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we just want everybody to follow your Instagram. So you want to shout out your handle or no?
Wait, are you serious? Like, what is this?
No, we don't want to just promote your Instagram. This dude that you went out on a date with named Connor actually emailed us.
Oh. Yeah. What does he want?
Well, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. And Connor has been trying to get a hold of you, but apparently you don't want to go on another date.
No, I don't.
Did you just find that he wasn't the right person for you?
Just like... When we were talking before we actually like met in person, I thought he was going to be like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He seemed like a gentleman. And then we went out one time and he was not.
He wasn't a gentleman?
No.
So he didn't like open your doors and stuff?
Like he did that. I don't know. Like it was okay at first, but then he decided to be like a jerk at some point during the night.
Was it because he stopped listening to you to watch sports for a second?
Wait, how do you know about that?
Well, because we talked to Connor and he told us all about your date.
Okay, so did he tell you about how I, like, broke my heel on the date?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that you guys...
Oh, that's right. He did say he laughed at you a little bit.
Well, it was like, okay, it wasn't even the fact that he laughed. Because, like, I mean, like, I laughed too. Like, it wasn't, like, that part wasn't a big deal. But then, like, so we went to go get new shoes because, like, obviously I can't walk around like that. So we're at the shoe store, and I just kept, like, trying to drop in and be like, yeah, like, these were, like, my favorite shoes. I'm so upset. Like, this has happened on our date.
Oh, yeah.
What's the hint, though? I don't get what your hint was. Hint to what?
Well, like, I keep mentioning, like, over and over, like, yeah, like, it happened on this date. Like, you know, we're on a date, and he just doesn't seem to be getting it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You guys don't? Like, how do you not get it?
What? Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is.
You're in a shoe store, and what? You like your shoes.
What I'm saying is my shoe broke on our date. So I feel like that means it's his responsibility to buy me new shoes.
What?
Wow.
Why would that be his responsibility? Did he break your shoe?
It's not like he physically broke it, but it's kind of his fault because if I was sitting at home, my shoe would not be broken.
No.
Okay.
No, that is a stretch.
Yeah.
That is such a big stretch.
I don't feel like that should be his responsibility.
Well, okay, think about it this way, though. Okay. He invited me out. Like, I expect him to pay for, like, the meal, drinks, like, whatever. Like, whatever we do, I would expect him to pay for.
Okay.
So, like, by the same logic, if my shoe breaks, that's just an expense of the date.
That's a date expense?
That's like saying if while on your date, your car gets stolen, he has to replace your car. Right? I mean,
but that would never happen because I would never drive myself to a date. Like, obviously, he's going to be picking me up. It's just like, it's a thing for me. Like, you know, like, I want to date a guy who's going to be, like, considerate, you know? Like, obviously, if I'm upset that my shoe is broken, he should care. Like, he should want to fix that. He should want to make me feel better, not make me have to pay for shoes on a date that
oh,
he
my God.
Okay.
You are so high maintenance.
Wow.
I'm not, like, high maintenance. Like, I don't like being called high maintenance. I'm just saying I know how I deserve to be treated, and I'm not going to settle for less.
Okay.
Like,
he didn't treat you badly. Okay, whatever. You, oh, my God.
You,
I can't.
You have your standards, I guess.
This isn't a standard. This is dumb.
Well, I do, and if he's not going to meet them, like, somebody else will.
Wow.
Okay, so you're just looking for a sugar daddy.
I'm not looking for a sugar daddy. There's a difference. Like, wait, if I was looking for a sugar daddy, like, sure, I could have some dude pay my rent. That would be a problem.
Okay, hold on 1 second, because I think I heard Connor try to chime in there, because Connor's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you guys, like, chill out and let me listen to what she has to say?
What?
Huh?
Wait, who? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, Connor's on the other line, Kate, and wanted to talk to you.
Oh, my God, of course.
Kate, honestly, I'm just shocked. I had no idea that you wanted me to pay. It didn't even cross my mind for a second.
Okay, but that, like, that should cross your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're on a date, you know, like, you asked me out. My shoes broke as a result of me being out with you, and I don't understand why you wouldn't think that you should even offer.
Look, you're probably right.
What?
I just wish
what?
You would have asked me. I'm not a mind reader.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, but, like, I don't feel like I should even have to ask. I think that's just obvious. And then I'm, like, dropping hints, too, that you should have picked up on.
Hints.
Well, then I need to pick up, like, a copy of Dating for Dummies at the bookstore, because clearly I don't know the rules of dating. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, apparently not. Like, that was just extremely rude. Like,
it was extremely rude that he didn't pay for your shoes that you
know,
broke on the date.
So there's actually some women who would think it'd be extremely rude if he insisted on paying. Like, I don't need you to pay for my things. I am a successful woman with my own job, and I could pay for my own damn shoes.
No, that makes no sense. Like, I'm not asking for a lot. I'm just asking for you to act like a gentleman. Like, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'm so sorry. This just has never happened to me before. I've never been in this situation. I just really didn't know how to handle it. So I don't really know what more to say.
Well, maybe you just haven't been on a date with girls like me before. Like, quality women. Like, I don't know what kind of, like, trash bags you're normally dating.
Oh,
like,
just
settle for, like, that kind of treatment. But I'm certainly not going to.
You're 110% right.
Oh, my God.
Connor, is that Connor. Really okay with you? All this? Like, you're still attracted to Kate?
I mean, I do feel bad. I feel like I ruined her night. Feel kind of guilty.
And my shoes.
I'm really sorry, Kate. I was totally out of line, and I promise I will keep an eye out for exactly what you need. I just want to see you again.
I mean, I don't really know what else to say to you at this point, unless you're going to, like, reimburse me for the shoes.
Don't you dare, Connor. Oh, my God.
Still on the table?
I mean, if you want me to, I totally will.
You will. How much did these shoes cost, by the way?
Yeah, are they, like, red
ones? Yeah. I'm lucky for you, there's some of my cheap ones. They were, like, $220 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
$220?
Oh, those are the cheap ones.
Connor, yeah. If you're going to continue this, I hope you have a big bank account.
Yeah, dude.
Connor, are you willing to drop $220 to reimburse her for those shoes that she paid for to go on another date?
Yeah, of course. I had a great time. And
dang, bro.
Okay. $220 is, look, it's worth the investment.
All right, well, then I'm going to ask the question. Hey, Kate, would you like to go out with Connor again on a second date? We will pay for the meal. He'll buy new shoes, I suppose.
Wait. Kate, let me just get this out there. I'm not just doing this because I think it's the right thing to do. I genuinely like you. I had a great time with you. And money isn't everything. And I'd rather spend the money and see you again than not.
Okay, are you going to actually behave like a gentleman this time?
Oh, my God.
Would be willing to go out with you one more time, but like seriously, if you mess up at all, like that's it.
Oh my God. Wow. And you just wait on your date, her designer bag is gonna break, and oh my God, suddenly I need to get a new $500 purse.
Zipper popped
yeah,
off.
Who knew?
I mean, I'm just saying if my bag did break, he better be ready to replace it.
Yeah. Hey, look, a promise is a promise. Whatever you need, my credit card is ready.
Oh my God. Right. So, I can't believe this is working out.
You'll go out with Connor again as long as he doesn't make any mistakes because you have a zero tolerance policy. Connor, you're willing to pay for whatever Kate needs during your date.
100%.
Okay, well, all right. Sounds like a real love story.
Yeah, you might want to have to pay for dinner, Connor, too, because all we have at the radio station are like gift cards to chain restaurants, and I don't think Kate's going to want to eat at those places.